joins us right now. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good.
I am really excited. So this is happening today. You're headed to the First Ontario Performing Arts Centre at 4 p.m. There's still tickets available. You're part of Hear Hear with the Mark LaLama Trio. What's happening later on today?
Well, today, so how you doing, Carl? Good morning.
I'm doing really good.
Great. Yeah, today at 4 o'clock, we have our first concert of the year for the Hear Hear series. I think COVID kind of messed me up, but I think we're in the middle of season six. And we've been doing it for six seasons. And basically, it's myself, Davide Lorenzo, and Rich Moore. And we basically throw a little Sunday afternoon party. Usually it's once a month. And we invite our friends to come up and play a few songs with us. And it's been going great. It's been selling out every show, sold out for the last 6 years, you know.
Are there still tickets for today?
We're sold out for today.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. This is...
Yeah, completely sold out. And I don't know. Sometimes, you know, there's last-minute tickets available. So if anybody is trying, I would just say call the box office this morning and see if you can get in. Because I've heard people... I always get emails the day or in the last 24 hours. Hey, I'm trying to get tickets. Do you have any? So here's a public announcement. I have no tickets ever. Stop calling me.
Right. It's not like you're busy, you know, getting ready or anything like that either. You're just sitting around waiting for, you know, tickets to give to your buddies. So
yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just joking.
Honestly, it sounds like a heck of a show. I regrettably over the last 6 years have not taken the time to familiarize myself with the Hear Hear series. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, so here's what happens. Like I said, the trio, myself, Davide, and Rich, we show up at noon to set up, do a sound check, and then basically every show we have two special guests. We'll have a guest from Niagara, someone who lives here or has lived here or was born here, and they'll come up and play a couple songs in the first set with us. And then we'll have, in the second half, we have someone, you know, usually a international or national acclaim. Like today we have the incredible Molly Johnson joining us in the second half. And in the first half today, we have Joel Parisien, another great artist who lived in Niagara for many years. So basically the way it is, and the crowd loves it. We do get a lot of return customers in the audience. And the band, we basically have never played with a lot of these artists before. So they'll have sent us MP3s, you know, a week before, and Rich, Davide, and I, on our own, you know, just learn their songs. And then when we show up before the show today at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we'll do a run through of the songs. And that'll be the first time that we've ever played these songs. And then 4 o'clock doors open, or 3:30 doors open, 4 o'clock, we do a show. And that's it. It's such a kind of a quick turnaround, you know, and I always find that there's such a buzz on stage because the excitement of playing these songs. And really, it's just a mashup because of the trio, myself, Davide, and Rich. We have a thing, you know, that we've been together almost 10 years and we've played all over the place. And we have our own music, our own records. But we've also made a career, the three of us, out of playing with all kinds of artists, like, you know, Tom Cochran, Mark Jordan, Susan and Glukark, just such a litany of Canadian artists. That's how we've made our living. But so we're very accustomed to playing other people's music as well. You know,
it honestly sounds exciting. I've never been to a Performing Arts Center presentation. I mean, they don't let you on the stage unless you know you really know what you're doing. Can you tell me a little bit about Molly Johnson and Joel Parisien?
Yeah, well, Joel is an incredible, soulful performer. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that Joel rhymes with soul. So I think people are just
awesome.
Love him. Yeah. And everybody in the area is familiar with Joel. He's just got this beautiful voice and very soulful. Everything about him is soulful. I just love listening to him. So he's going to come up in the first half. And then Molly Johnson is a Canadian icon. Over the last few years, I've gotten to know her a lot better. And just the things she's done, from, you know, Kumbaya Festival to, I mean, she's an Order of Canada recipient. She does so much work for the community. She's a jazz singer, a Juno Award-winning jazz singer. and she started the Kensington Market Jazz Festival, which is the funkiest jazz festival I've ever been to. And she just started this year the Port Hope Jazz Festival. So she does so much, I guess you'd call it outreach. And I think she's also involved currently with music and the schools in the Port Hope area, because she just relocated to Port Hope from Toronto. And I don't know, I can't say enough about Molly. And I mean, I've had the fortunate pleasure of writing for her as well. She recorded a Christmas song this year that I wrote with Davide. And I don't know, it was just such a thrill to be in the studio and hear her sing, you know, words and melodies that I wrote. Just her voice is iconic to me too. It's just like, I think I said before, that it just sounds like like someone that's scraping the side of a mountain, and just so gravelly, it stays with you forever. I think people are in for a real treat today.
Honestly, this sounds like a fantastic show. So that's happening today. Tickets are sold out though. So don't, if you know Mark LaLama, stop inboxing him for tickets. you're right out of tickets. This is a red hot ticket. This is part of a series though. I see there's
part of a series. So if I would go, like, I always post it, like, get your tickets early, because every show has sold out. See, the cool thing about this series is, and I actually kind of pitched this way back when Debbie Slade was running the center and at Brock University, and I wanted to create like a live club vibe in a concert setting, right? So we came up with this design that, so people come in, there's chairs like a concert, but there's also tables, so, and there's a bar, right? So it's really a funky, cool vibe that you come in, because personally, you know, like, I prefer that to, say, just walking into a theater, everybody's sitting in these little seats, which is great too, you know, when you have a comfortable, beautiful theater like we have in St. Catharines, right? But I also love the vibe of kind of like a nightclub slash house concert, you know? So that's what this vibe is. I think people really love it, and they love the time slot, 4 p.m. on a Sunday. So if you don't get tickets for today, I would say check it out. January, we got Dan Romano coming with his wife Carson, and that's going to be a really cool show. That's the second time we've had a husband wife team. We did have Kurt Swinghammer and Laurie Cullen one time, and then in April we've got Sarah Sleen coming with Katie Gatta. So I would say if you don't have tickets now, just jump online there and grab those, because they're going to sell out, guaranteed.
All right, so there's concerts coming up January 22nd, April 2nd. Today's concert is sold out at 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. I got to ask you, like, we went through a period of time where we weren't getting together and where we weren't able to do stuff. Like, what does it feel like when you get up on the stage?
Gratitude. Feels like gratitude to me. It's just, I feel like we're lucky, and maybe it was a good reminder of, you know, the good things we have, you know. So, and I think that possibly, you know, the pandemic was a reset button for a lot of people, where they said, wow, I've been wasting my time doing things that I don't really love, you know. So hopefully we all get refocused and just, you know, concentrate on the things that are really important, you know, community, right? Community is everything.
I really like that. I like that sentiment of gratitude and building a sense of community. As someone that has had the pleasure of making music for a long period of time, like, does it feel different every time you get on the stage? Is it just like, man, I got to go to work, or is there, like, how do you, you know, where do you get the energy from? Like, what are you feeling when you're vibing and you're in the zone with the other musician friends?
Oh man, well, first of all, like, Rich Moore and Davide Dorenzo are incredible musicians, but not just musicians, artists. So every time we go on stage, like, I rarely ever give them a set list or anything. I don't really know what I'm going to play until I'm sitting there and I look out at the audience. And, you know, we have a repertoire of, say, I don't know what, how many songs. We run through 50 or 60 songs, and I'll just start playing. I don't even tell them what we're going to play. And, they, like, as far as what I'm just trying to forget that I'm even there, and I'm trying to find the magic in every single note, everything that I'm doing. Once I get lost, then I know everything's going to be just the way it's supposed to be. I just have to get out of the way, you know, as far as performance goes.
That's so cool. I really, really love the idea of you creating the club vibe setting in a concert hall. I'm just trying to imagine it. I imagine it's going to be one heck of an afternoon.
It's like I said, I found out, you know, I'm not a young guy now, so I figured it out that if I just get out of the way, you know, and let the music happen, then I can, you know, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be what it is, right? It's going to be an honest expression in that moment. So it's there's really no pressure anymore, you know.
It sounds so exciting, and I know I'm not going to be able to get my hands on a ticket now. In case you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Mark LaLama of the Mark LaLama Trio this afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Molly Johnson and Joel Parisian will be joining. Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you want the listeners of the Weekend Edition to know about?
Yeah, they have a bar there.
The most crucial details. It's only 8:36, man, and you're already thinking about the bar. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock. Yeah. Somewhere.
No, it's a great time slot. You know, a lot of people they'll come to the show, and then they'll go down on St. Paul Street and you know, support the local restaurants. And there's so many great things. You know, the Performing Arts Center went up, and then it transforms St. Paul Street, and there's so many cool spots to go have a drink or have a meal. So I would encourage that as well.
Yeah, I was rolling down St. Paul Street yesterday, and everyone was rocking their Rush Neil Peart shirts, and yeah, for sure. So yeah. It's a scene. So yeah, make sure don't just come and check out the concert. It's going to be a gorgeous day today too. What a gift of a day! Probably be hanging around 20 degrees this afternoon. So yeah, come and check out the show. Thank you so much for joining me, Mark LaLama. Come back anytime I'm hosting. Anytime you want to come back, I'd love
all
to
right,
have you back.
Carl, you got my number now. You can call me anytime.
All right, I'll call you tomorrow, the day after, the day after that, and the day after that.
Yeah, okay. Just make it after 9 this time, all right?
All right, sounds good. Mark LaLama, waking up early to talk to us on the Weekend Edition. That show is coming up at the Performing Arts Center. That's today at 4 p.m. featuring Molly Johnson, recipient of the Canada Order, and Joel Parisian. Joel rhymes with soul for a reason.